The Youth's Instructor, September 13, 1900, A Sin-Pardoning Savior, Part 1. Christ came to this world to reveal the Father, to give to mankind a true knowledge of God. He came to manifest the love of God. Without a knowledge of God, humanity would be eternally lost. Without divine help, men and women would sink lower and lower. Life and power must be imparted by Him who made the world. The promise made in Eden, "The seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head," was the promise of the Son of God, through whose power alone could the counsel of God be fulfilled and the knowledge of God be imparted. God made the promise to Abraham, "In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." To Abraham was unfolded God's purpose for the redemption of the race. The Sun of Righteousness shone upon him, and his darkness was scattered. Christ declared, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Jacob declared, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." To Moses God talked face to face, as a man talks with a friend. On him shone the light regarding the Savior. He said to the people, "The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him shall ye hearken." The sacrifices and offerings told their story of the coming Savior, who was to be offered up for the sins of the world. They pointed forward to a better service than theirs, when God would be worshipped in spirit and truth and in the beauty of holiness. In the Jewish service was typified the atonement demanded by the broken law. The victim, a lamb without spot or blemish, represented the world's Redeemer, who is so holy and so efficient that he can take away the sin of the world. To David was given the promise that Christ should reign forever and ever, and that of his kingdom there should be no end. The Hebrews lived in an attitude of expectancy, looking for the promised Messiah. Many died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, they believed and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. God prepared the way for the coming of His Son by scattering the Old Testament scriptures among heathen and idolaters. Divine power went with the Word. It carried with it the evidence of its power, for it bore the divine credentials. Thus the way was prepared for the great teacher. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son. Christ came to teach lessons that would echo and re-echo from generation to generation. The teaching of the rabbis consisted of a monotonous repetition of maxims and traditions. Christ spoke with an assurance that impressed His hearers. His whole being was charged with divine love. His heart was filled with sympathy for mental and physical distress, which He met wherever He went. He bore a living testimony that He came not to destroy life, but to save it. By look and word, He drew men to Himself. Sympathy and love flowed from Him to the distressed and suffering. The beauty of His countenance and the loveliness of His character attracted the people. No sooner did they look upon His face and hear His gracious words than their hearts were filled with a warm glow of love. The truth that had been given to patriarchs and prophets, Christ rescued from the rubbish and presented to the people in a way that made it seem like new truth. He also gave them many new truths, spoken on his own authority.